This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm signing a couple of books. I'm not trying to go big time on you. I'm just explaining
you actually had
why.
Books you hadn't signed yet?
We had some books that were...
You probably signed them all at one time or something just to save yourself the trouble later on.
Just... No. You gotta
personalize it a little
yeah,
bit.
Did I do that one to Becky or... I did that one to Brad. Okay, this one's to Becky. All right, here we go. They're just...
Kevin, do you have a signed copy? Because I don't.
I do not.
That's not true. I signed one and put one on your desk, Todd. Somebody stole it if it's
what?
Not there.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it ain't there now.
Yeah.
When will that be out on tape is what I need to know.
And who's going to narrate it?
That's how I read.
That's called What's on Your Mind.
Yeah. Oh,
Kevin, if you could pick anybody to narrate Scott's book, who would you pick? Other than Scott.
Oh.
You had to pick somebody else.
Donald John Trump.
I'd go James Woods.
James Woods would be good.
James Woods, yeah.
Do you follow him on Twitter?
I do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
gosh.
He's awesome.
The guy
is
hilarious.
He is
hilarious. It's unbelievable. Anyway, hi, friends. Welcome to the program. I'm done signing now. I'm ready to go. I'm sorry. I was honestly not big time to you, but I just wanted to get that done since they were handed to me by a salesperson with about 2 seconds to air, which is... Welcome to the radio
world.
You're
not doing anything right now, so as you're talking... Come on, you can talk and sign, chew gum, and walk. Come on.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Anyway, we have some open phone time today on the program. We have Kimberly Guilfoyle going to join us. She is, of course, she has been in the Trump world, the Trump circle, for a number of years prior to him even being president. She later goes on to a career at Fox News, and then she left Fox News and has been a big part of the campaign. She and Donald Trump Jr. are an item. Significant others, right? I mean, they're in a relationship. And one of the things that Kimberly did when everybody was locked down with COVID, they were devising ways to keep the campaign going, even though you had to social distance and masks and the whole thing, and launched an apparatus that you can't believe to motivate volunteers to keep conversations going with their supporters and donors, and they planning all kinds of ideas. They've really done an amazing job. So anyway, Kimberly's been a big part of that, and we'll talk with her a little bit about the president's debate performance. Although I must say, after my conversation with her, I'm sort of done with this. I'm really kind of done with it. I think the Presidential Commission on Debates, we're gonna put in some measures and make this. Stuff it. You know, I mean, it's a debate, for crying out loud. Do they all go perfect? No. Just say, hey, we've asked them to be a little more, first of all, the worst news in the world for Joe Biden is to have the rules of the debate enforced, because then the guy has to talk. And he actually engage his brain and think and try to go like a minute without, stepping in it. So good luck with that, Joe Biden. But anyway, it's over. Forget it. It's just,
Trump said he's in a funk because it was a really bad performance.
Oh, please.
Did you catch him in Duluth yesterday?
Didn't look like he was in a funk.
Not so much.
No, didn't look like he was in a funk to me. Also today on the program, we're going to talk to North Dakota Insurance Commissioner John Gottfried, a little bit about the State Investment Board and things they should do differently. I, for the life of me, have never understood this. Okay? If they have, this pot of money that they're investing for the good of, North Dakota's state employees and, the state fund, why wouldn't they invest in North Dakota? Can you think of a better bet than North Dakota right now? I mean, who knows when the next, whatever is going to happen on Wall Street. There's a lot of great things to invest in right here, or maybe an infrastructure fund. I don't know, but we're going to talk with John about why they do what they do and what maybe could be done in the way of some changes. So that'll be coming up. Also, Jason Lewis, he's now beat me to one of my bucket list items.
What?
He flew on Air Force One.
Oh, he did.
Last night from Minneapolis up to Duluth.
Oh, nice.
I mean, it was a 3-minute flight, but...
Right, yeah. Hey.
You're on the plane. You're on the plane. Anyway, we'll talk with him. He spoke last night in Duluth as well to the crowd, and he's been out of Bemidji and, you know, Mankato and a few of these, so we'll see what he thinks about all that. We've been honored to learn that we will be conducting an exclusive interview with Eric Trump, the son of President Donald Trump, in Becker, Minnesota, later today. And if you're in that part of our audience, we have listeners down here in St. Cloud in the area, the president's son is going to be in Becker today at an event at, is it Potter Construction? Is that what we said it was, Kevin? I'll get you the exact name. But if you go to DonaldTrump.com and the campaign website and click on events, you'll find it there. But you can take that in. In the meantime, let's just talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, okay? Just lay it on me. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. One quick email I didn't get to from just, well, I guess it came in the afternoon, but it was for today's show. And a comment on yesterday's show. Emailer says, I'm 61 years old. I cannot remember a debate where there wasn't pretty much constant interrupting. I remember Ross Perot was laughed at and mocked at for saying in his funny voice, let me finish.
May I finish?
Remember
I remember that.
Yeah.
May I finish?
May I finish?
Yep.
Let me finish.
I remember that vividly. Poor, I think I remember thinking, poor guy. He's just so out of it.
Rest his soul, Ross Perot. He was a fun, you know, a fun patriot in there just trying to get things done. Love it.
I got a chart over here.
He did get us. He did get us. Bill Clinton, but that's a whole other show. So anyway, find me that. May I finish? Can you find me a little clip?
I will see if I can. Potter Trucking, by the way, is where Eric Trump will be.
We'll put that in. Potter Trucking.
Potter Trucking in Becker, Minnesota, right on Highway 10 there.
Okay, there you go. So come on by there and take it in. You got to register for it, though, so I don't know when the deadline is, but I'd get in there for it if you want to do it. He goes on to say, I truly believe that if a President Trump would have not kept swinging, they would have walked all over him. It's very sad that the they're all saying, at least in presidential debates, is true, nice guys finish last. Yeah. All right, let's go to Mike. Mike has a question or comment about the Proud Boys. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I wanted to ask, last night at the rally, when John McCain was confronted with this racism, he shut it down. Why doesn't Trump shut down the racism when those people start yelling, lock her up, lock her up? He could be a stand-up guy, and he could fight this racism that he encourages. Now, I suppose you're going to cut me off or hang up, which you usually do. Let's hear your spin on that.
I'm not going to hang up. I'm not going to cut you off. I'm going to respond to what you said. Donald Trump has done what you've said. Donald Trump has said it over and over. And I think why Donald Trump is upset is he doesn't get asked. I mean, he doesn't see his opponents get asked similar questions over and over and over again, but he gets them over and over again. I mean, even to the point where, what did he say? What did he say last night? Not last night, night before, but Proud Boys. He said, pick one. He just said, tell me one. You want me to denounce? Somebody said, Proud Boys. He said, okay, Proud Boys. They should stand down. Stand by. Now, people actually are saying that he was saying stand by, meaning, hey, guys, I'm with you.
Did he tell the people who said lock them up last night, did he tell them to stand down? Why didn't he say that's inappropriate?
Well, maybe she should be locked up.
Oh, so now you're advocating that anybody who disagrees with Trump should be locked up. Is that what you're advocating?
Not at all, Mike. I mean, I'm not advocating that anybody that disagrees with him, because Hillary Clinton's done more than disagree with him. She actually financed a foreign spy campaign against him.
Okay.
She bleached her...
Look at the lady last night. He was telling them to lock the lady up. Why doesn't he say that's inappropriate, that's racist? Why does he let those people do that?
I didn't hear this, but I assume you're saying that there was a chant of lock her up, lock her up?
Yes.
Okay, well, he's talking about Hillary Clinton, and again, it's not because he disagrees with her.
Last night, he was talking about the senator, Omar. He was talking about Omar.
I didn't hear it. So usually when it's lock her up.
National news.
I'm sure it is.
It's on the national news. They heard it.
I'm not disagreeing with you that he said it. I'm just saying I didn't hear it is all I'm saying. And, you know,
a different question.
Here's the deal, Mike. If you have a bunch of friends and they go out and they rape and pillage a community and somebody comes back and says, now, Mike, you should tell them not to rape and pillage or you're guilty, too. I mean, only Trump is held to that standard. Some people at a rally don't like Ilhan Omar. Give me a break.
John McCain told him to shut up. Mitch McConnell told him to shut up.
Who's your coach over there?
Yeah, you got a great coach. You know, she could maybe do. Okay. You can just hold the phone between
maybe
you.
She should be making the call.
And anyway, Mike, I guess my answer is, you know, that's on my list of things that are concerns when I lay my head on the pillow. That's about 999,958. I just don't, you know. Let's talk about this country and where we're going.
Your family's been making memories in your childhood home for many years. It's no wonder your parents don't want to leave the home they love. Continuing to live at home is possible when you partner with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Northland Pace makes it possible for your senior loved ones to live at home safely for longer by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more. Start your next chapter by calling Northland Pace. Located throughout North Dakota and online at northlandpace.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Jeff is back from Collins & Kroc. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Kroc different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job, what do you want to do with the rest of your life. After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Kroc, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Kroc today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kroc is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Kroc at 701-235-0119.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
One of the strangest videos ever for that song.
It was. Ooh. It's really kind of still relevant, you know?
Bizarre. You know,
Land of Confusion. And
very bizarre.
It's like a Muppet video thing.
Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA. Our friends at PetroServe USA serve really good lunches. really good lunches. You hear what I'm saying to you right now? Today is Thursday, so let me tell you, pulled pork and a French dip sandwich is lunch today. There we go again with our...
Sorry, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to post anything on our
chat. You're fine. I actually kind of like that. I like that little sound.
That is kind of a neat sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. They do it well. So pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. In Harwood, two Sloppy Joes and chips. 12th Avenue, North Fargo, country fried steak. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, pulled pork sandwich today. That's right. So take it in any size fountain pop, 79 cents. That's right. So we're filling up at PetroServe USA and doing lunch before we leave town today. Leah Backstrom and I headed out the Backstrom Express to Becker. There you go. That's where we're going to go. So we'll fill up and enjoy it. PetroServe USA, two sides in a bun with every one of those, okay? All right, so the fellow who called before the break is someone that is well known to the authorities for accosting Kevin Cramer at an event. He's kind of an angry liberal. I have no problem with the guy. None. I mean, if he calls, he's on, right? I'm not going to avoid having him on. But he has this unbelievable paranoia that, you know, if you disagree with us, you can't get on, which is a little odd. In fact, he called Todd to complain about it here this week. Right, Todd? Called your
office. I was listening to the call from your buddy here, sir.
Okay, can you play it for us, my buddy?
I gotta eliminate one part. Hang on.
Okay, he must have swore. To see, Todd's being good quality control there, Kev. He's checking out. Did you find, by the way,
Well, there are some people you just can't blindly trust. Some people you can, but...
Yeah. Elon Omar chant last night or anything? Did you
Working
find
on it right now. I'm just watching the actual...
Okay, so here's your favorite person in the whole wide world.
Oh, this is Mike Quinn. I just wanted to comment on the continual lying that your station does with Scott Hannon and the refusal to address the fraud that Trump commits and the support you have for Trump and all the right-wing nonsense. I wouldn't advertise, and I wouldn't go to a company that does advertise with you because you're nothing but a cheap propaganda outfit. You and stupid people. Thank you.
Or actually an expensive propaganda machine, but other than that.
we
are not cheap.
When you call us and tell us how much you love Barack Obama, is that propaganda? You know, this is America. This is America. People have opinions. They take a side. They go to the voting place. They weigh in. You know, the condescending attitude, stupid people, to quote you directly, the condescending attitude you direct at our listeners sickens me. But you know what? You can be here and say what you need to say anytime, and so can anybody else. So you like to say, we know you don't put anybody on that disagrees. You just proved yourself wrong. Okay, we've spent enough time on nonsense today. And by the way, he lied. It's kind of a liberal thing. I don't know what the deal is, but he said he was calling from Rochester, New York, trying to get in there. And he also didn't put the other person's name on it because he's got a coach now. It's kind of helping him hone his arguments there a little bit.
Yeah, so, about that, huh?
Yeah, exactly right. All right, Mike in Wyoming, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I'll get to your first caller, Mike. The reason they're chanting that is because she's paying to buy votes in Minnesota. I mean, if you watch Project Veritas, the video, it's proven that they're doing it. So that's why they yelled lock her up, because that's one of the main things, one of the few things she's done that deserves to be locked up. But I'll get to my other subject.
That's a very, very, very good point. By the way, we had the folks from Veritas on this program talking about that. It is a big deal. It needs to be followed. And again, Donald Trump saying, you know, you people, Elon Omar, like, what are you thinking? And the crowd reacting, lock her up. That's a smart crowd. They're following the news. They know what's going on. Unlike, you know, Mike, you should shut them down. Why? This is, you got to shut down illegal ballot harvesting going on in her district. 100%
exactly.
Agree with you, Mike. Yep.
And my other point is, I was kind of shocked, but my daughter's in law school, and she called me yesterday, and she said, you won't believe what line got Biden in trouble the most. Do you know what it was?
I would assume with the left, it's the whole business about, you know, I'm the Democratic Party, and the Green New Deal is no Green Deal. It's, you know, my deal, and, you know.
That's exactly what did it. All the Bernie Sanders supporters talked to her and said, I can't vote for Biden. So he lost a bet right with that. The Bernie Sanders people are out, is what my daughter said. Everyone she knows that's a Bernie Sanders supporter said, I'm not voting for Biden. They don't know what they're going to do, but they're not voting for him.
And you're going to find out in our conversation with Kimberly Guilfoyle, which we taped after the show yesterday, that was strategy. They wanted him
yep.
to get on the record and drive that wedge because, of course, in a stage like that, you can't have it both ways. You can't kowtow to the Bernie Sanders crowd and then hope you're going to get moderate. So it's perfect.
I'm glad he did that, but I'll be honest with you. The debate just, it bothered me. It was just awful. I mean, it was just a mess from the start to the finish, and I really didn't like it. I didn't think it was great. It didn't change my mind on Trump. But I hope they go a little different tack the next one, hopefully.
Let him talk. So, just
exactly.
Biden
get out of his way, let him fall on his face,
yeah.
and then come in for the finish shot. That's what I think you ought to do a little more of. And he
appreciate
did that towards the end. He did it towards the end of the debate. So you take care, Scott, and I don't think you're a, what did he call you, some kind of anti-something machine. I like your guys' news, and I'll buy from all your people. Take care.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do, and we appreciate that. So thank you very much. I mean, handful of angry liberals who just can't even sleep at night because they're especially in this part of the world, such a minority opinion. You know, it's unbelievable. All right, let's see here. Who's next? Stupid American. I didn't know that was somebody's name, but it says here, Stupid American. So South Dakota, Stupid American, you go.
Thank you. Yes, I was going to react to that caller calling a bunch of people like me stupid, but I'm not going to because it raised my blood pressure, and I appreciated the little minute I needed to regain my composure. The basis for my call is this is an attack on the First Amendment right. That's why wearing a mask, that's a gag, to keep people from understanding each other. And during the debates, Mr. Trump needs to stop taking the bait. This is an old trick. Where you lie to your opponent, and instead of your opponent using up his time constructively, he has to defend himself. If he doesn't defend himself, he's then accused of avoiding the issue. So Mr. Trump needs to stop taking the bait. It's an old high school debate club trick Joe Biden learned from guys he used to take behind the gymnasium. Which is another thing. That's basically bullying. When you lie about somebody and then stick to the lie and have everybody try to believe you, well, that's bullying. And we all know what happens with the bullies. Well, I'll listen off air for all my arrows. Thank you very much.
There'll be no arrows. There'll be no arrows. I think plenty of people that, like Donald Trump, didn't prefer the performance that he brought. I think it'll be a distant memory by election night, and I think he did score some points, but it is what it is.
Be spot on with that high school debate thing, though.
I think we just move on. Right.
Yep,
I mean,
that's
yeah.
a tactic.
Got to be distant.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The presidential candidates following up on their so-called chaotic debate on Tuesday night with campaign appearances yesterday. Joe Biden was in Pennsylvania as well as New Alexandria, Ohio, where he told the crowd of his opponent in November.
An entitled, self-serving president who inherited everything in his life. And squandered it.
Meanwhile, President Trump told a rally in Duluth, Minnesota, that Joe Biden would turn the state into a refugee camp if he won the election. Late last night, President Trump signed a temporary spending bill to allow the federal government to keep operating through December 11th, the Senate passing the bill earlier Wednesday after the House passed it last week. It avoids a government shutdown that would have struck at midnight last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Here is right on the tip of my tongue.
Steve Winwood.
Steve Winwood, there you go. I would have got to it if we'd have been to the hook. What's the title? Is
Valerie.
Valerie.
Yep.
His big hit, though, was...
Oh, Back in the High Life again.
Yes.
Higher Love. That was the other one. He was probably... His voice is best known on the Spencer Davis Group stuff. And Blind Faith. Can't Find My Way Home. He was part of Blind Faith, too, yeah.
But the Spencer Davis stuff was, like, huge, you know, top 40 hit stuff. And he was just in his teens. So imagine being, like, 17, 18.
And he's, like, lead?
And having that voice. Yeah, he was. Yeah,
wow.
He was a, yep.
Wow.
Because he didn't want to have to answer all the media crap, so they called it the Spencer Davis Group to chase everybody over to him.
Just when I think I know everything about music, Todd Mitchell.
I know. He zooms in and tells you.
I just didn't realize we had fake news back in the 60s. Apparently we did. But
he wore a Rolex. His shoe size was 12. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, what a voice for a teenager, man.
Yeah, it sounds like James Brown or something, you know. Wow. We're brought to you today by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota. Tioga is an active community offering great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest. I mean, they have a lot going on there. Visit them in Tioga. Experience a different point of view. Great place to raise a family. TiogaND.org. Kimberly Guilfoyle in a moment. Let's see. Two other quick calls I want to get in here. Gail in Cheyenne, North Dakota, it says here. Gail, how are you?
Hi, fine. Thank you. I was just wondering if anybody had reported about the big event that they had on the National Mall there in Washington, D.C. last weekend. There were 50,000 people who came together to pray for the country, for the nation, for the world.
It's fantastic. And, we did, actually. We talked about it a couple times. Mike Lindell, and we had Michelle Bachman on last week, who was in D.C., and let people know what was happening, and the website. They're doing a prayer effort through the election, right? So this didn't stop this weekend. The idea of the return was to sort of kick things off. But Jonathan Kahn was there, and Franklin Graham was there, and I watched a lot of it over the weekend. Very nice. Very well done. Very uplifting.
Yes. It was very, very, very much needed for this time.
Absolutely.
And I think it played into the debate the other night, because you might say both sides need to repent and get things right.
No kidding. That'd be a good start. Just a little reset there. Gail, thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Call again at 800-228-0550. Leon, I got a minute, but I know you can give me a really good minute. Go ahead.
One, you got a troll problem. You need some disinfectant for that. It's not a good look.
But the problem is if we you know, eliminate the trolls. Here's what I do with trolls. You got to have some behavior standards. If you're, you know, swearing, if you're being a total, you know, in there just to be a, you know, hornet, forget it. You're out of here. But if you, you know, I don't care if you have a different opinion. I don't mind that, you know, but just do it with civility. Try not to call people stupid. What was it again? Stupid, dumb people, stupid people. I can't remember.
I don't even blame him because just what you said, what pops up in your feed, the clickbait, the mainstream media is the culprit here. And I'll give you an example. Facebook is pulling any ad that references widespread voter fraud. They're pulling those ads, meaning the fact that there is absolutely concrete evidence and facts that there is voter fraud, and it's countrywide. You could see it in the Project Veritas. You could see it up in Pennsylvania. I mean, it's all over the place. But the fact that they want to censor that and pull those ads means that people like Mike will never know the facts. He will never know that. So when he calls in, it's from a position of ignorance, but it's well-founded ignorance because the media sources that we are supposed to trust are telling him otherwise.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you anymore, Leon, and that's exactly why we let him, you know, I welcome other opinions. I do. And if they disagree, great, that's fine. I mean, it is false. It is a lie. I'm going to start chanting, lock them up about you. If you say, you know, if you have a different opinion, you get shut down on what's on your mind. Doesn't happen. Doesn't happen. Welcome it, listen to it, and use it, as you say, as an opportunity to say, that's wrong, and here's what's the correct answer, you know? So I agree with you.
It's why stations like yours are absolutely crucial in this time, in this day and time, because we are literally living through Orwell's 1984. We are literally here right now and with the whole newspeak thing. Black is white, up is down, sand is wet, and water is dry. That's what's going on in America right now.
You're 100% right, Leon. You're 100% right. We got to talk more about this when I have more time because it's exactly right. And it is incumbent on those of us that see it a different way to engage there and say, no, that's not right. Do you know, I posted the thing about Joe Biden at an event with the troops calling the troops stupid bastards, right? He tells a lame joke and then says to the people, you know, hey, laugh, you stupid bastards, right? That was Joe Biden. We played the clip here. It's real, okay?
Yep.
I posted it on Facebook. Guess what? Facebook flagged me and said it was humor.
Oh, well, they gotta thanks for that.
Yeah, they got to decide for you whether or not it's humor or not. You can't make it up.
No.
He was joking. We want to make that clear. Oh, so is Donald Trump when he said, lock Hillary Clinton up. So remember that next time, Facebook. Unbelievable. Kimberly Guilfoyle is an integral part of the Trump campaign, so it's always fun to go inside what's happening, get her take on the week and the week ahead. So the one and only Kimberly Guilfoyle joining us on the program. Kimberly, how are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. Great to be back on the program. And, you know, a really exciting night for me, especially because I covered it in 2016, the presidential debates, and then there to have essentially, you know, a front row seat watching what was happening and the president, you know, really with a very robust, high energy, you know, performance. He didn't let up one bit, and his energy was not wavering whatsoever. I think he felt really strong about it after, and his base absolutely, you know, loved it because they really felt that he went on attack and talking about his vision for the country and what he had done and what he intends to do, you know, going forward. And I think he really made it clear that, you know, he was going to make sure the base turns up, aware of the consequences, what we're facing with mail-in voting, et cetera, and really making this about, you know, get out the vote and making sure that we have massive turnout to be able to overcome any cheating or ballot harvesting, that might occur.
What was it like to watch that? I mean, you were one of a handful of people actually even in the room, along with others in the family. I mean, for me, I told somebody I felt like I was in a washing machine. I mean, I was just tumbling all over the place watching that thing, taking notes and going, oh, my gosh, boom, bam. What was it like for you guys being there?
It was really great. It was pretty exciting, you know, because you didn't want to know what to anticipate because of COVID and whatnot. But, yeah, there were so few people, you know, in the room, so it was very much blessed to be able to be one of those people to watch it and witness it. And I could see, you know, Joe Biden, you know, very, very clearly. It was so close almost. And, you know, I was surprised that he was able to even hang in there, but he was definitely getting a little, you know, kind of tired. You could tell him wearing down, having trouble with his words and everything, Joe Biden, towards, you know, the end of it. And really, he was just no match for the president in terms of stamina.
Was that the strategy for the president to go in that aggressive? I mean, a lot of people have criticized the interrupting and, of course, having to, you know, fence with Chris Wallace as per usual. But was that the plan?
You know, it's sort of the president's nature, right? You know, he's somebody who is high energy like that. He is somebody who punches and fights back. And I think he's just like the rest of the Americans, frustrated with the, you know, anarchists, the looting, the rioting, the burning down of the American dream, the destruction, you know, that the American economy, essentially. I mean, what happened here with the virus from China, them not being forthright about the extent and magnitude of it, cost American lives and jobs. The president, I know, is still very personally and emotionally about that, and about the loss of life that has occurred. And he just really wants to make sure that he builds back this country, that we open it up safely and responsibly. But, you know, this is a guy that's been constantly attacked by the mainstream media, 96% negative coverage about the president. So that begins to wear on you, you know, and you've got to be able to fight back and stand up for yourself. And President Trump has always been able to do that. And I think he has, you know, a strong record. So he feels confident, whether it's criminal justice reform, the first, you know, Step Act and opportunity zones, really helping and lifting up Americans and African Americans across, you know, this country. And he's done more for them by far than Joe Biden with his, you know, crime bill from the past that did nothing more than incarcerate and hurt so many African Americans and African American communities. And the president, you know, made that point effectively as well. And I think he really punched back on, you know, some of the claims when they asked them both, when Chris Wallace asked them both about, you know, racism or racist comments, and he told the truth about Joe Biden calling, you know, them super predators. And, you know, there was a lot of material they went through. I think it was really, really informative. And, you know, certainly, yes, it's tough when there's interruptions, but, you know, I think the president felt like he had to be able to jump in and get his points across. And, you know, I think he tried to do that. He didn't want to miss opportunity.
We did a couple hours of debate about the debate with our listeners. And, you know, I was surprised that as many Trump faithful, that, you know, bona fide, I'm for this guy, I want him to win, but I don't think that was the best strategy. How do you get undecided voters, you know, doing that? Why talk over, you know, Joe Biden? Kind of again, from people that normally would be saying, love the guy, love the way he fights, love what he does. What do you say to those folks that see as a defeat and as, you know, making a tough race even tougher? What would you say?
I think that, you know, that people are obviously entitled, you know, to their opinion. I think the president, again, was appealing to the base, but obviously you want to have opportunities to reach out to independents. I think with independents and libertarians, the fact that the president has actually been so important and right on point with the economy is going to speak volumes with them. At the end of the day, people want to make sure that America gets open for business. And the points that he made that I think that he was trying to hit with independents or moderates or undecided on the fence is, hey, listen, Joe Biden wants to close America down. I want to open America up.
The one and only Kimberly Guilfoyle. More of our conversation with her coming up in a moment. Stay tuned for that. And more of your calls, too. Plus, we're going to talk about the State Investment Board and their decisions on what they invest in and whether we ought to rethink that a little bit. Jason Lewis will be here, too. Stay tuned. What's on your mind continues.
These are exciting times for the University of Merritt. We've opened our new state-of-the-art facility for our School of Engineering, filling our region's critical need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. Our engineering faculty is world-class and now have a beautiful space to do their craft of educating our students who will go out and serve their communities. Students can earn a degree in construction management, computer science, or civil, mechanical, or electrical engineering. Discover more at umary.edu/engineering.
Pfeiffer's Auction Company will be hosting our annual Western Dakota Fall Equipment Auction Friday, September 25th in Bowman, North Dakota. This year's great event offers John Deere 9630, 7930, and 7730 tractors, Lowhour, New Holland, and John Deere windrowers, lots of great hay equipment, livestock equipment, harvest equipment, and more. This Pfeiffer's Auction also features dump trucks, semis and trailers, vehicles and ATVs, and a large assortment of tools and shop equipment. Join Pfeiffer's Auctioneers for this live and online auction September 25th in Bowman. For online bidding and daily updates on inventory of this great auction, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Not the pizza guy. Not your package either. We're going door to door, counting the 150,000 plus North Dakota houses that haven't completed the 2020 census. If we miss counting even 10% of those unresponsive households, North Dakota could lose $725 million in funding for education, health care, and families in need. If you don't answer, we'll have to ask your neighbors, and no one wants their neighbors speaking for them. Answer online now at my2020census.gov or answer the door.
Farmers and operators don't always have to get a new piece of machinery to get state-of-the-art performance. Intelligent Ag was built by farmers and innovators to deliver technologies to help you get the most out of your ag equipment, improve performance, and high return on investment. We offer the industry's most reliable flow monitoring and selection control solutions for air seeders and fertilizer floaters. The next time you're thinking about upgrading your equipment, consider Intelligent Ag.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tell you who's not backing down. It's our listeners, guys, who are saying, hey, he's not going to, you know, you you say something bad about these guys. You say something about this this show or these stations or the advertisers, and those are fighting words. One texter here says, I love all of your advertisers. Well, thank you. We appreciate that on all the stations. Said I'm meeting with Brian Kronk this morning. So there you go. Brian Kronk, the money man. Such a good job on unbelievable advice related to the stock market and a great plan Get you in a really good plan. So thank you for that. That's so nice to hear. Okay, let's see here. So more of our time with... If you're waiting to weigh in, by the way, and it's making you crazy, don't forget we always have the petroleum, Oasis Petroleum, rather, 24-7 hotline, the Be the Buffalo hotline, 855-200-1776. That's what that is there for. Kimberly Guilfoyle, continue our conversation about important moments. We talked about some of the negative from last night, but what are the takeaways? What are going to be the deal maker? I think that Joe Biden... Green New Deal under the bus is big.
Part of the strategy, too. That was part of the strategy, too, which was he really nailed Joe Biden on his support from the left and alienated him, left him out there so somewhat, you know, alone and afraid, meaning because he said, okay, you're going to disavow, essentially, the Green New Deal. And, okay, you know you've lost the left now, Joe. So the president was very pleased by that.
Well, that was great.
So I mean, Biden essentially to... Oh, yeah.
It was like,
because, you know, President Trump amped up his base, but he got to alienate Joe Biden from an important part of his base, which was, I think, a key strategy. And so you saw sort of the Bernie group, Bernie supporters, all of them on Twitter writing, oh, my God, ugh, sigh, and putting pictures up of Bernie Sanders because they, you know, miss him. There's no enthusiasm for Joe Biden as you move across the country. We've been to every single state. And nobody shows up for Biden. There's not even Biden signs. But every time we go, when Don Jr. and I do rallies, thousands of people show up. It's unbelievable. So, you know, we'll see what happens on Election Day. I feel very good about it. I think we're in a better position than we were in 2016 because of the president's record, 173 promises made and kept. We always tease him around the family that he's actually, kept more promises than he even made. it's pretty interesting. We'll see how it goes.
I also believe, you tell me if you think I'm wrong, that the president delivered the following message so well that that's going to carry beyond this debate and one that could carry very well through to Election Day if people, because there's no answer to it. Listen to this. He said.
Let me just say, Joe, I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
You can't. That's devastating. Devastating to Biden right there.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so I think, like I said, the president was very strong because he went in confident about his skill set and his ability. It wasn't just a candidate in 2016 actually making promises about things. This is someone who actually accomplished and achieved them and therefore stood on strong, solid ground versus a failed politician, 47 years, no accomplishments to speak of, just irreparable harm to the African-American community, minority communities. The juxtaposition was incredible. Joe Biden couldn't name one law enforcement group that supported or endorsed him. Joe Biden couldn't mention even a name, one accomplishment. I also thought he was very unprofessional in his behavior, telling the president shut up and calling the president a clown with conduct despicable and unbecoming. And I think that turns off everybody, not just women, but men, independents and the like. It was not appropriate or professional.
All right. So you are a great strategist and have been through this entire time with the campaign. We are, closing in on 30 days to the election day. President back in Minnesota, which we love, Duluth, Minnesota this time. Can't wait to get him back on the western side of Minnesota as well. But it's just great to have him back again and again. The event in Bemidji was incredible. They've just been they've been amazing. So what is the plan now till Election Day? What is the ticket? I know folks out there they're in a knot. They don't know, are we going to win this? Are we not going to win this? So give us a little comfort about how we finish strong these next 30 days.
Yep, absolutely. So the next 30 days is going to be full-scale war, all-out, onslaught. We have surrogates out in every single state doing multiple stops. Don Jr. and I are averaging 4 to 6 states a day, getting out, motivating the base, getting people to get involved, get engaged, go to their polling places, volunteer to be poll watchers, stand and protect the vote, one person, one vote, and the sanctity of our election. And that's what something's very important that we're doing. We have over 2 million trained, volunteers getting out there. Joe Biden doesn't have anything. We have a populist army of hardworking men and women across this country showing robust support for the President of the United States, the likes of which American politics has never
vaccine. That's because people are all in. When you have that level of enthusiasm, those people are actually going to turn out and vote for the President of the United States. And we see people, record numbers as a national financier, making pledges and donations to the President, average donation, 38 hard-earned American dollars, because people want to take the money out of their pocket and have skin in the game to support this President that really has done a phenomenal job, you know, in just less than 4 years for this country, and they want more Trump, and they're going to show up on November 3rd to make sure that this country gets it.
Thank you for all you're doing, and everyone in the family. It's just amazing. What an operation, and I know it's all about the forgotten Americans all across the USA. So we appreciate it very much, and be safe on the trail.
Absolutely. God bless. And President Trump has earned their vote, and will continue to do so, and we're looking forward to him being in Minnesota. So all the best. Thanks so much for having me on your program.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables, because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.